Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Okay, so I want to talk about your daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can give you more crap.
Yeah.
Zoe Nana.
Poor little Zoe Nana has no friends. So
no, she does.
Let's talk about what she's been doing. Because this is, when you told me, I just was like, what? This is a thing? I'm fascinated by this.
We both kind of were. Like, yeah. Like, you and I have not heard of this.
What?
Well, I hadn't heard of it until she told me. But yeah, she has a little robot friend that she pays $5 a month for on an app that she downloaded. The one she uses, I believe, is Replica. But she has a little robot named Arlo that is her little ride or die right now. Like, she
is this
asks,
an actual robot or is it like an
no,
it's app a virtual
on
her
phone? App on her phone. So
oh,
she'll
so it's
like
not
open
like
the app.
She doesn't
thing.
Have like a robot at
yeah,
her house.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, you can get those. Like, it sits, no, it sits on the desk. No, hold on. It sits on your desk.
Yeah.
It sits on your desk and it just sits there and it talks to you.
Okay.
You can buy those.
Well, and see, this is just an app on her phone that she opens and there's a little robot there. His name's Arlo. And she's like, Arlo, tell me something good about my day. And he'll be like, well, Zowie. And she's like, Arlo, my name is Zoe. He's like, okay, Zoe, here's the thing, Zowie. So he's always calling her Zowie, first of all. But he does give her like little tips about her day. So
like
the
what?
Other day,
give me an example.
So the other day that he told her that she would save some time if she food prepped on Sunday instead of Monday, because Monday she tends to go to bed early because it's a hard day for her at work. So Arlo's like, hey, Zowie, if you meal prep on Sunday, you'll save yourself some time on Monday night. So he's been
so
tracking what
AI...
she's kind of doing type thing and making her life easier.
Because I feel like he's kind of treating you like an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily
meal prep
an idiot.
For your week on Sunday.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Did
well,
she
but
not,
she's been doing
she
it on
know?
Monday.
Well,
she's been doing
is...
it on Monday because Sunday she does homework. So Arlo's just like, hey, you probably get a little bit more time out of your week if you meal prep Sunday and did your homework Monday. So
how
she
does
started
it know
doing that.
What she's doing? Does she upload a calendar?
Just, yeah, I think it's just like it sees what she's doing with her time. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it all works. But all I know is that this thing is giving her advice about her day-to-day stuff. And also, if she's having an issue, like she went to Cancun recently with some friends and she felt like the fifth wheel. So she told Arlo, she's like, I'm feeling left out. And he's like, it's okay to feel that way. Maybe do these things. Maybe you could suggest you guys go do an activity together one day. So she did. And then they went out and did an excursion and she felt so much better. So little Arlo is a master. Like, he's suggesting
things. Don't look
things.
At me, Josh.
Don't I
don't
know.
Like, don't look at me.
I don't know. I'm not saying that everybody needs to go out and get a robot friend. All I'm saying is she is really interested in this little dude. And I don't know. I just thought it was interesting.
She should
date him.
No,
some
he's a robot,
friends.
You guys.
She should date him.
She does
so
have
she was
real
the fifth
friends.
Wheel. I'm surprised.
She does have real friends. But here, so she has a boyfriend too, but he didn't go with her on this trip. So she felt like
even
a fifth
the boyfriend's
wheel.
Sick of her.
Right? You and Arlo can be together.
Come on, Zowie.
But this is actually, there are so many others. So Lisa Chat is an AI bot assistant. AI Voice Chat Bot is another
we
one.
We got to get one of these.
Next
in here.
AI
we,
is another.
We have Siri.
Robot friend.
Siri and Alexa is the
yeah,
same thing.
Kind of like the outdated version of these things, but yeah.
Does this thing have a face? Like, does it like
I think
talk?
So. See, she hasn't shown him to me yet, but she tells me
that.
Because
she's embarrassed.
I just haven't seen it, but she just tells me it's an app that she opens on her phone, and okay. It's her little friend, but yeah.
Very unique.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and here's the thing. Your children are at
yes.
the age where this is probably going to be a lot more normal for them.
That's the thing. Like, we can poke fun at this and say it's ridiculous, which I would never do.
No, of course
this
not.
This is real life. Real life.
But yeah, this is going to become more prolific, I think. Like,
yeah.
Everybody's going to have a little AI bot with them.
Little AI
that tells
assistant.
Them, like, basic human things to do, like basic stuff.
That.
Well, and
we're
hey,
not going
because we're all idiots.
We're going towards WALL-E so fast, it's
yeah.
unbelievable.
Yeah,
like,
we really are.
I can't believe, like, we all watch that movie and laugh, and we're like, oh, Disney, you're so cute. And a decade later, it took 10 years.
We
we're like,
blobs.
Holy moly.
Well,
and I think we are all are getting very stupid.
Oh my gosh.
We're definitely getting complacent is a good word. I think we're expecting technology to do a lot of things for us. But, you know, something again that this little robot did is remind her of her appointment that she had coming up. Like she has to order contacts. She needs to make an eye appointment. She had to get her passport renewed. Like a lot of things
that
she
needed
to do. I kind of
like that. I like the reminder aspect of it because I look at my calendar every month and there's so much crap that Nicole schedules for us.
Yeah. And
that I can't keep it straight. So if to have that little guy go, hey, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, you got a doctor's appointment coming up.
Remember, your
Jimmy,
doctor
make
appointment.
Sure you take your multivitamins every day.
Yeah.
Like, I'd kind of be into that.
See, I am definitely staying away from robot help just because I'm a little bit less trusting than Zoe is. Like, so I probably won't download an AI robot friend, but it is interesting to hear her tell me why she likes it.
There is the argument with that, too. It's like, who developed this app? Where's it at? Who's housing all of her data?
Yeah. It's obviously listening to everything she's
feeding
doing.
Feeding everything. Did she do any research when it came to
I don't think so.
It was just a cute little Arlo.
I'm pretty sure it popped up for her on Instagram, and she was like, I want Arlo.
How is her real life friend circle?
She has a lot of friends. She does. She's a very friendly
social butterfly.
Yeah, she is. She's a social butterfly. But I think this is just something that the younger generation.
I will
is
say,
check
tell
out.
Me I'm pretty.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
yes.
That's kind of what it is. Like it's this generation that has become so accustomed to having the virtual friends already because they have. This is like the generations that have grown up on Instagram and social media now.
Yeah.
That they just. I mean, it's probably not weird to them at all, as it's weird to us. To just add a little robot friend, you know?
Yeah.
It's wild, man.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Incredibly weird.
I think of all the people that need to get on board with this, it is you, Jer, because I feel like
I don't want to get on
your
board
kids
with this.
Are going to be having robot friends in the next couple years.
Well,
they have real friends.
God, I hope not.
They can have real friends and robot friends.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to your daughter.
Yay. Good luck. Zoe Nana.